This is Radio Hangar. I'm Tower, and this is ATEEZ, the show where I take the headlines off the wire and tell you what they actually mean for the person in the left seat. We need to talk about an accident in the mountains of Idaho, not to pile on and not to guess at things we don't know yet, but because there's a lesson sitting in plain sight in this one, and it has nothing to do with weather and nothing to do with engine failure. It has to do with the airport itself. Here's what happened. A Cirrus Vision jet, the single-engine SF-50, went down during a takeoff attempt at Driggs Reed Memorial Airport in Idaho. According to Flying Magazine, the aircraft collided with construction equipment on the field. One passenger was injured seriously enough to be hospitalized. The National Transportation Safety Board, the NTSB, and the Federal Aviation Administration, the FAA, will run the investigation, and we will not have the real story for months. So I'm not going to give you a cause today. Nobody has one yet. What I'm going to give you is the part you can use right now on your next flight into an unfamiliar field, because construction on an airport is one of the most under-respected hazards in general aviation, and most of us fly right past the warning. Before I get into it, let me tell you who's keeping the lights on today. Today's aviation news is brought to you by AviationSoul.com. Aviation challenge coins built to mark the milestones, discipline, and pride behind every step in flight, from first solo to airline transport pilot. Every coin tells a story. If you've got a check ride behind you or one coming up, that's the kind of thing worth marking. AviationSoul.com. Now let's talk about Driggs. Driggs Reed Memorial sits in the Teton Valley on the Idaho side of the range, west of Jackson Hole. Field elevation is a little over 6,200 feet. It is a beautiful place to fly, and it is unforgiving in the way that mountain airports are unforgiving. But set the altitude aside for a moment, because that's not the piece of this that I want you thinking about. The piece I want you thinking about is that there was construction equipment on that airport, and a departing jet made contact with it. Here's what you need to know about airport construction. When a field does work on a runway, a taxiway, a ramp, or anything near the movement area, that work generates a notice to air missions. We used to call it a notice to airmen, same acronym, NOTAM. New name, that NOTAM is the airport telling you in writing, before you ever start the engine, that something on this field is not the way the chart says it is. Closed taxiway, shortened runway. A displaced threshold equipment operating near the surface. Cranes, excavators, workers, and vehicles in places where on a normal day there would be nothing but pavement and paint. And here is the uncomfortable truth about NOTAMs. They are the single most ignored source of safety information in aviation. Pilots skim them. Pilots skip them. The formatting is ugly. The language is clipped. And on a busy briefing, you can get 20 of them for one airport, most of which are about an out-of-service light or a crane 2 miles off the departure end. So people train themselves to glance and move on. The headline doesn't tell the whole story here. The headline is a jet hit a piece of equipment. The story underneath is that airport construction changes the airport. And the only warning you get is a document that too many of us have learned to tune out. So this affects you if you fly into fields you don't visit every week, which is most of us. Let me give you the practical version. What do you actually do with this? First, get the NOTAMs. All of them, not just the ones your app decides to show you on the summary screen. Pull the full field briefing for your departure airport and your destination and read the aerodrome NOTAMs, the ones with the airport identifier on them all the way down. Yes, most will be routine. You're reading for the one that isn't. Runway shortened, taxiway closed, construction adjacent to movement area, equipment on or near the surface. Second, when you see a construction NOTAM, build a picture. Where is the work? Which runway does it touch? Which taxiways are closed, and does that change how you get from the ramp to the runway you're planning to use? A closed taxiway can push you onto an unfamiliar route in an unfamiliar place, and that's exactly where people end up somewhere they didn't mean to be. Third, at a non-towered field, and Driggs is non-towered, there is nobody in a tower watching that equipment for you. There's no ground controller to say, hold short. There's a backhoe crossing. It is entirely on you and on the common traffic advisory frequency. So use the radio, announce, listen, and if the airport has a way to reach the field manager or the fixed base operator, and you have any doubt about where the construction is, ask before you taxi. A phone call is cheap. Fourth, and this is the one that matters most on takeoff, before you push the throttle up, look down the runway, the whole runway, not the first 1,000 feet, all of it to the far end and off the sides. If there is equipment, a vehicle, a person, a pile of anything out there where it shouldn't be, that is your abort decision made for you before you ever started rolling. The time to decide you're not comfortable with what's on that runway is at 0 knots with your feet on the brakes, not at rotation speed. Let me widen this out because I don't want you to think this is a one airport problem. Construction season is real. Every summer, when the weather finally cooperates in the northern half of the country, airports do the work they've been waiting all year to do. Runways get resurfaced, taxiways get rebuilt, lighting gets replaced. And for a few months, a whole lot of familiar airports are temporarily not the airports you remember. That's when the equipment shows up. Graders, rollers, dump trucks, sweepers, crews with cones and barricades. And it's when the field diagram in your head, the one you built over years of flying in there, goes out of date without telling you. This is why I keep hammering on the NOTAM. Your memory of an airport is a snapshot. The NOTAM is the update. When those two disagree, the NOTAM wins every single time. And the pilot who flies the memory instead of the update is the one who gets surprised. Now let me flag something as opinion, because I told you I'd be straight with you about the difference. In my view, the way we deliver NOTAMs to pilots is part of the problem. The system has gotten better, but a full NOTAM briefing is still a wall of abbreviations that buries the one line that could save your airplane under 19 lines that don't matter today. The FAA knows this. There's been work for years on making critical NOTAMs more prominent, on sorting them so the runway closed and the construction active items rise to the top instead of getting lost. That work matters. When the tool makes the important thing hard to see, you can't only blame the pilot for not seeing it. But here's the flip side, and this is not opinion. This is just the job, until that system is perfect. And it is not perfect. The responsibility to dig the important NOTAM out of the pile is yours. The regulation is clear. Before beginning a flight, the pilot in command must become familiar with all available information concerning that flight. All available information. The construction NOTAM is available information. That language was written for exactly this, so don't wait for the briefing to be pretty. Read it ugly. Read it anyway. Let me come back to the airplane for a second, because the Cirrus Vision Jet is worth a word. The SF-50 is a remarkable machine. Single engine, jet-powered, and certified to be flown by an owner-operator, a single pilot, with a level of automation and safety equipment that would have been unthinkable in a personal jet a generation ago. It has the whole airframe parachute, the same Cirrus signature you find on the piston SR-22. It brought jet capability down to a class of pilot who historically would have been flying a turboprop or a high-performance piston twin. And that's a genuinely good thing. But it comes with a reminder. The most advanced airplane on the ramp still has to get down a runway that has a piece of construction equipment sitting on it. Automation does not see the backhoe. The parachute does not help you on the takeoff roll. There is a category of hazard that no avionics package on the market will ever fly you around. And ground obstacles on your own airport are exactly that category. Those you handle with your eyes, your briefing, and your decision to go or not go. I want to be careful here. We do not know what the crew of that Vision Jet knew. We don't know what NOTAMs were out, what was communicated, where the equipment was, or how any of it lined up. That is precisely what the NTSB is going to spend the next several months reconstructing, and when they publish, I'll bring you the findings, and I'll bring them straight, whatever they say. So nothing I've said today is a judgment on those pilots. A passenger is in the hospital. Our concern is for that person's recovery, first and last. What I'm doing is taking the one thing we do know, that a jet and construction equipment ended up in the same place at the same time, and turning it into something you can carry into your own cockpit. Because that's the whole point of reading the news as a pilot, not to spectate, to learn while it's cheap. So let me give it back to you as a checklist you can actually hold in your head. When you plan a flight, pull the full NOTAMs for both ends and read the airport ones to the bottom. When you find construction, figure out exactly where it is and what it closes. At a non-towered field, get on the radio, and if you're unsure, call the field before you taxi. And before every takeoff at every airport, look all the way down the runway before you advance the throttle and be willing to keep your feet on the brakes. If what you see isn't right, none of that is advanced. None of it costs you anything but a few minutes and a little discipline. And on the day it matters, it is the difference between a delayed departure and a headline. Construction is not a hazard because it's dangerous in itself. A parked excavator can't hurt anybody. It's a hazard because it puts something solid in a place you've trained your whole flying life to assume is empty. The runway is supposed to be clear. That assumption is baked so deep that we stop checking it. The NOTAM exists to break that assumption on the days it isn't true. Let it my thanks to Flying Magazine for the reporting on the Driggs accident and to the NTSB and FAA, whose investigation we'll be following as it develops when there's more to know. You'll hear it here. That's the wire for today. Go read the NOTAMs you were going to skip. I'm Tower. Keep your eyes down the runway.